Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, September 16th, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, and our goal each weekday in preparing and sharing these messages through podcast and various written forms over the web is indeed to encourage others in their faith. Today's message is a bit more solemn than usual, for we have some heavy issues on our heart regarding truth. It's titled, Guarding the Trust. We have four different but related scripture verses to support today's message. I'll share the reference, and Brooksine will read without interruption the four verses. 1 Timothy 6, verse 20, 2 Timothy 1, verse 14, 2 Timothy 2, verse 2, and Jude, verse 3.
Timothy, guard what has been entrusted to your care. Guard the good deposit that was entrusted to you. Guard it with the help of the Holy Spirit who lives in us. And the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable men who will also be qualified to teach others. Contend for the faith that was once for all entrusted to the saints.
When I was in high school, I participated in track and ran on a relay team. Our coach stressed the importance of passing the baton, that is, the metal cylinder used in the relay. A critical part of an effective and successful relay race was the passing of the baton. We would actually practice this maneuver over and over. In a relay race, there is a small designated relay zone where the pass can take place. Not before and not after. It was critically important that we didn't drop the baton during the pass. I certainly recall an emphasis on the obvious. During my leg of the relay, I was to carefully hold the baton and not let it slip from my grip.
In the two biblical epistles to Timothy, the Apostle Paul was passing the torch, or baton if you will, of the faith to the succeeding generation. Although the direct recipient of these letters was Timothy, each believer in each generation does well to heed the charge in the daily scripture portions. Today, I place my name into this charge that Paul so solemnly gave to Timothy. Perhaps you will as well. It's interesting that in the Greek, Paul adds further solemnity to this charge by placing the exclamation, "Oh," before it, and this is seen in the King James Version. Thus, in my case, the passage would read, "O Brooksine, guard what has been entrusted to your care."
Or in my case, "O Stephen, guard what has been entrusted to your care." And you, faithful follower, can put your name there as well. Each generation has a responsibility in guarding the deposit of faith passed on by the preceding generation, and in turn, passing it on unchanged to the succeeding one. That's at the very heart of what biblical Christian faith and ministry is all about. In fact, Paul set forth the pattern to Timothy in 2 Timothy 2, verse 2. "And the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable men who will also be qualified to teach others." Well, in a sense, we are both receiving the baton and passing it on simultaneously.
As I study the Bible, I'm still reaching back and receiving. I also benefit from many believers in past generations who have guarded the good deposit, and I'm passing it on as well. Stephen and I view this online writing ministry as part of our passing on truth.
However, I'm considering the baton pass of truth during the pass zone, which is our present generation, and specifically, your life and my life. I consider this both individually and for the church at large. In my heart, I sense that there are significant ways the modern, visible church is greatly slipping in this regard, and it brings grief to my spirit. However, I am convinced that there will always be a remnant church faithfully holding to the truths of Holy Scripture till our Lord returns. Christ has stated that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. That portion is found in Matthew 16, verse 18.
This true church may very well be hated by the world, for as it contends for the truth and the faith once for all entrusted to the saints, it will be labeled intolerant, mean-spirited, hateful, and even dangerous.
In fact, in some quarters and some places, it already is. May the Lord help us to be faithful in holding on to the living Word, preserving its uncompromised message through our speech and life, as we pass it on to the next generation in our present passing zone. May we do so without watering down the commands of God set forth in His Word. Let us not customize or interpret God's timeless truth set forth in His Word, much like tapping the delete or insert buttons on a present-day computer, to comfortably adjust our viewpoints to the trends of our society.
Let us pray together. Father, the commandments that You give are to be impressed upon our hearts. When our acts of obedience come from the heart, then Your love motivates us to obey Your commands, and Your holiness teaches us to align our desires with Your own. Help us to be extremely cautious about new teachings that are pleasing to the ear and popular with our present generation, but do not bear witness with our spirit. As we study Your holy word from cover to cover and meditate upon Your principles, we will hold on to that which is of most importance and pass on to those who come behind the faith that was once for all entrusted to the saints of all generations. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thank you for the opportunity to share our perspective from God's Word today. We're on the web at www.dailyencouragement.net. We have some photos up on the web today. Nothing really specifically we've taken today other than some personal photos to the end, but we do have some photos of the baton pass I mentioned, as well as a runner racing in a relay holding a baton, just to illustrate the message. Also found a couple of good preacher photos I have toward the end, indicating faithful preachers preaching God's Word. We do that both corporately and individually. We have several suggested songs up today. Not necessarily what I would have picked, but I couldn't find the ones I would have really liked to have used today. But may God help us all to faithfully serve Him. And let me, by the way, point out one of the personal notes we have is concerning the background in this podcast. The music you hear in the background, we know we have regular listeners. I placed a link up just to that music. There have been requests for that, and I hope that it will be a blessing to you. And we kind of tell you the story behind the background music as well. It's actually from Guatemala. Blessings to each one of you. Once again, let us determine that we will stay faithful.